107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Hey, it's always great to check in with Jamie Petrie with Stratford Fighting Irish. We have an away game tonight and a home game Saturday, so a big weekend coming up. Jamie joins us in the studio. Jamie, good to see you.
Good morning, Jim.
Let's talk about the games this weekend. So you're coming off back-to-back wins heading into an away game tonight. So tonight you're at Strathroy. Can you preview the game for us tonight? What can we expect?
Yeah, well, we beat Strathroy at home last time we played, and they have a different lineup usually at home. So it'll be an interesting weekend. It'll be an interesting next three games. Mm. We play the top three teams, and so tonight we'll at this time of year with Christmas and get-togethers, you know, we're short a couple bodies, but we'll be ready to go.
Okay, so tonight it's in Strathroy, and then Saturday you're back home taking on the Tillsonburg Thunder. So tell us about that game heading into that one.
Yep, similar to Strathroy. They're a good hockey club, and we got a couple things coming on over and above the hockey that I'm sure we'll talk about here in a second. But yeah, Tillsonburg's good, and again, we're short a couple bodies. We get some bodies out Friday, some bodies in Saturday, but that's this age demographic, and that's not just us. That's all the teams.
And that's a fair question, Jamie. I've had a few people asking, what is the age demographic or the age bracket for Stratford Fighting Irish?
Well, for our hockey club, our average age is 23. So there's players from 21 up to, on our team, just over 30. But like I said, our average age is 23, so we still have 60 to 65% of our guys still going to school.
Okay.
So, like university and then work, and then some have families. And
exactly, yeah. Other commitments, that sort of thing.
That's right.
Exactly. So again, you must be feeling good, though, coming off a couple of wins, a couple of back-to-back wins there.
Yep, feeling good, but it's only recency bias, right? Then you get right back at it.
You never know the next game what that's going to bring. Eh?
That's right.
But we do know it's going to be a very special event on Saturday with a couple of things going on. First off, we've got to mention Saturday is Community Living Appreciation Day, and that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. One of our executive members, volunteer members, is with Community Living, and we've had a few places reach out to us if they could be part of it, how we could help promote, and this is one. So like there's 75 to 100 members from Community Living coming to our game. That could be staff, residents, and you know, so we're excited to have them, and if we can spread the word, the good word of Community Living and what they do in this community, then we've did our little small part.
Oh, that is great. Community Living, Stratford and area, they do so much for our community, with our community. And of course, you'll be doing a Community Living draw for an Irish hoodie of your choice and two Domino's pizzas. That's not bad.
Yep. There's a couple people that are winning some prizes, so that's good. It's always good to give some stuff away.
All right. And also that day, we will be on hand along with the good folks at the Kiwanis Club of Stratford, and we'll be collecting for the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. So, Jamie, thank you so much for having us on Saturday. We're looking forward to it. So we're encouraging people to bring cash. You can bring check, bring your spare change, and help out a great cause.
Yeah, no, it's more our pleasure. If we can do our little part, and we're excited. We hope that it looks like we're going to have a decent crowd on Saturday, and hope people come with a couple extra spare toonies and loonies and $5 bills and can go to a worthy cause.
Yeah, so we got lots going on for Saturday. Not only Community Living Appreciation Day, but also collecting for the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. So we'll see you at the game again. The puck drop at 4:30. You can come early, stick around.
Yeah, 4:30. We also, I'll say, we got a new second intermission contest. Which is kind of exciting. Not kind of, it is. There's a new place in town for everyone, golf and multi-sport. So we're going to have a second intermission contest. Two golfers or two fans will putt three-quarters of the length of the arena into
a net.
Yeah, we have some turf set up, and they will win the one who puts the most out of their three shots. They each get three shots, and they will win 2 hours free at the new golf and multi-sport place, which I was in there this week. It's pretty neat. They couldn't get me out of there, so we're excited to have them as a partner, and again, we some new stuff happening, and how the people win those tickets is actually through our Chuck-a-Puck through the first period and there's prizes out there too.
And lots of fun. So check it out. Be a part of the fun. Stratford Fighting Irish. It's an away game tonight, but back home on Saturday at the William Allman Arena. And we'll see you out for that. Jamie Petrie with Stratford Fighting Irish. Have a good game tonight. We'll see you Saturday.
We'll see you tomorrow, Jim.